Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey Energizer, welcome to the last episode of the week. No, not the last episode of the podcast, just the last episode of the week. And I hope you had an amazing week. A week filled with some incredible joys, some blessings, some things you'd be grateful for, things that the universe, you know, you feel that the universe looked upon you and smiled and gave you these beautiful things. God, universe, whatever you choose to call it, that you have some joys in your life from this week. And if you don't, if it was a hard week, it was a struggle, it's okay. I've been there. I have those days and those weeks. But take some time and look for those blessings and those gratitudes, those little things. Even if they're, you know, they don't have to be big, but just little things you can be thankful for. And as always, right, as you start looking for those and you realize and you savor them, you'll start to realize more and more, have other ones pop into your mind. It's really incredible when that happens. But today, we're not necessarily talking about gratitudes, although it does fit in with almost everything. Today it's talking about being you. That's what it is on this Daily Energize. Be you. I want you and I hope that you will be you. Not anybody else. I don't want you to be me. I don't want you to be, your brother or sister or parents or friend. I don't even want you to be your mentor or someone you look up to, a role model. Nope. Because that wouldn't be you. That would be you trying to imitate someone else. And I love you for you. And I hope you love you for you and that you will just, well, be you. But here's the thing. It can be tricky. Well, it can be. It is tricky at times. It seems like it's such an easy thing to say, oh, just be us. But it's tough. It's hard to do because there's things about us that, well, we're not fans of. There's things about me that I don't care for. But what I can do is I can say, all right, well, what would a role model do? Or what would my mentor do? All right, what would they change? Or how would they change that? And so I'm not necessarily trying to imitate and do exactly what my mentor or role model would be or try to pretend to be them. But they looking at it saying, okay, what would they do? Well, then that allows me to look at that and say, okay, I can make that choice. Maybe I choose what I think they would do or what they maybe told me, what their suggestion would be. I could take that and learn and grow from it, but I'm still able to be me. Right? I could use the traits. I could see, how do I say this? I could observe and see the traits of people that I look up to. And I try not to look up to people because we're all on the same playing field, but there's things about people I admire. I'm like, wow, that's really cool. How'd you learn how to do that? It's not that I'm holding them up on a pedestal. At least I try not to. But I'd like, oh, wow, how'd you do that? Right? They're farther on that journey. Let me learn from you. How did you get farther on your journey there? How did that go? Let me learn and grow. So now I could take that and say, I really like that. I think that would resonate with me. So then I bring it in and I try it out. And I go, oh, okay, yeah, this does resonate. This is in alignment with me, with where I'm going, right? My vision, my priorities, my purpose. Cool. I'm going to take and do that. Maybe I need to release some of the stuff that isn't so much me. Or I try something because, all right, my mentor suggested it. Or I saw this role model do it, so I'm going to try it. And so I try it. But instead of realizing that, oh, this is really good or helpful, I'm like, oh, man, this is a struggle. It's like, it's just not clicking. And when I look at to see if it's in alignment, what I thought and hoped it would be, it isn't. And so now I've spent time and energy trying this thing, only to realize that, it's not it. It just doesn't align. But that's not a waste. I went through something. I learned maybe a new strategy, new approach, or new idea, something, new concept, maybe. And I also realized that, hey, this doesn't work for me. It might work for someone else, and I might be able to share it with them, but it doesn't work for me, and at least it doesn't work for me right now. It could work later. But now I know, so I can leave it and move on. But I invite you to be you. And I said, it's difficult. Because we feel the pressure of, quote-unquote society. We have to look a certain way. We have to dress this way. We have to act a certain way. Our parents expect certain things of us, or our bosses expect us to be this certain way. Now, not all of those are bad. Maybe they have our best self as their intentions. Well, I can't think of the right wording for that now. But they have the best intentions. Let's put it that way. They have the best intentions for us. But that may or may not resonate. And so we need to do and look closely to say, all right, what truly resonates with us? And it's going to require some experimentation, some things to see, oh, yeah, this does, this doesn't. But let's see what aligns. Let's keep the things that align with our purpose, with our priorities, with our vision, you know, with where we're going and our values. Let's make sure they align. And we'll keep those and we'll get rid of or slowly dissolve the other ones. But when you could be you, without exception or qualification, when you could let your quote-unquote freak flag fly, it's truly incredible and it's freeing. And it's not that you're a freak or anything. It just means that, hey, you're you. And that's beautiful. And you might realize, like, hey, I like this part. I like this part of, you know, quote-unquote conforming, or I like this. And it resonates. Cool, then do it. Or if it doesn't, then don't. But find you. You can still be nice. You're still responding with love. You're still sharing positive energy with others. It doesn't give you a right to be a total jerk. But be you. Easier said than done. There's only one you. Discover who that person is. Who's holding that light. Because they are truly, truly incredible. So go let your light shine and fully embrace it. Be you. Learn and grow from your mentors, role models. You can try things out. But don't just take it on because, well, that's what they do. Try it. And if it works, great. And it's alignment, great. If it doesn't, then don't. All right, man, maybe it doesn't work right away, but it seems like it's alignment, so it's going to take a little more work, more effort. Okay. The crux of it is, does it come, or is it in alignment, or is it not? And only you can do that. Only you can decide that. You can ask people their thoughts, but you are the judge and jury with that. Does it align? Does it not? So take some time. Think about that. And just be you. Because you're freaking awesome. All right. That's all I got for today. Thank you for joining me in the Daily Energize. I appreciate you being here, listening to these episodes, and letting me be part of your journey. If you could do me a favor and leave a review, a rating and review, if the platform you're listening to this allows you to do that, I would really appreciate it. It takes 30 seconds. And that way that the thing you're listening to this on, the platform, ooh, that's a word, the platform you're listening to this on, sees how people are liking this, and that shares it out with more people. So if you could do that, I would greatly appreciate it. All right, that's all I got for today. Keep being you, keep shining your light. Thank you for those reviews, and let's go be us. All right, until next time, I'll catch you later. Do you know that we put together a variety of events, retreats, and experiences, all aimed at helping you step into your light and shine bright? Well, if not, now you know. We do things like a winter yoga retreat, meditation experience, crush and conquer, where we build courage and confidence. Even we have one-day events, all aimed to help you shine bright. Well, if you are curious and want to learn more about the cool events we have, just check out our website. We are jonesin4.com. So we are, WEARE, jonesin4, JONESINFOR.com. We are jonesin4.com, and check out the amazing events. Katie and I would love to see you at one of them, or all of them, right? And they're cool because we have stuff that's big, 150 plus people, down to 4 to 12, nice intimate setting. So if that interests you and you want to come hang out and step into your light even more, make sure you go to wearejonesandford.com. All right, thank you so much and have an awesome day. Yeah.